It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Great throw. Great catch. Gave the 49ers a lead in the fourth quarter.
And a great game, if you want to be honest. I'm sure Niner fans are like, Steiny had everything. Tampa had the ball with a chance to win.
To me, that was not a great game. There were too many, especially that last drive.
It was an exciting game. How about that? I was on the edge. I needed a shower. I don't even play.
Great game?
The game was hideous.
But it wasn't a great game.
It went down to the wire.
It was ugly.
Somebody help me. Spadone.
They
went
ugly.
Down to the wire.
It was ugly.
Hey, you said something last block. Real quick, welcome back. Steiny, we've watched, missed kicks count as special teams. And I know yesterday was missed kick galore. But the Ram game, we saw the return late in the game that set the Rams up in great field position. We've seen block punts in the Minnesota game. This has been a reoccurring theme for the Niners all season long. You're not saying it don't matter. That can get you beat, and it got you beat in the Super Bowl, special teams.
Yeah, I chalk missed field goals. To me, a missed field goal is a missed field goal. But what happened on the punt return with Cowing and the fumble?
You got to know where you're at.
To me, that's different.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't miss 3 field goals either.
No doubt.
Gloria, Gloria's in San Francisco. Hey, Gloria, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Hey.
Listen, Simon, Guru. Listen, I agree with Lurie and Stymie's take on this. This is a whole independent team separate from last year's team for all the reasons that have been self-evident and spoken about. But I think it's these grinding games that they win. They're ugly, no style points that they just grind out and win. And hopefully they can improve each game and develop developing muscle, develop a true grit when it really counts and make the playoff. And they have that championship pedigree, if you will, and it'll all come back for them. Now, with that being said, I do believe that Arizona is the team to beat in our division right now. And I do believe that we'll take care of business beating Seattle. But they have to just get through this muckety muck right now. Off topic a little bit, I wish at some point, I know it won't happen, they need to address their special team and make that a priority. And I wish that they had an offensive coordinator. I know Shanahan is a guru, no pun intended, a guru at offense. But I wish he could just stick with one aspect of the team and have a play caller on offense. Thank you for taking my opinion.
Thank you, Gloria. And Steiny, I'll just pick up from where she left off. So how does one do that? Because I am comparing the Niners to the standard they're created. And again, I'm not sitting here. I thought they were supposed to, what was the spread? 7.5, the Niners on the road. That's pretty big. But I guess it's hard for me to compartmentalize how I don't judge this team or compare it to last year's.
What do you mean?
That's the standard I'm comparing this team to because they were so close to winning the Super Bowl. You still got the big cogs of the team. It sounds like you guys, and the glorious point is I should call the dogs off in regard to that's not last year's team. Well, the season's not over. But the standard's the standard.
Yeah, I don't think the standard. I I don't think they're a Super Bowl team right now. Like, I don't. I mean,
and I the guess bottom that's a line good is, thing, though, because right now it they, wouldn't matter if they were. You know,
they went to the Super Bowl last year. They lost. They've been without McCaffrey for 8 out of 9 games. They've lost Ayuk. They played some guy. They played some teams, or they played some games with injury. They still don't have Greenlaw. They lost Hargrave. They've paid a lot of guys, which means they're probably not as deep as they have been in the past. And no, I don't think they're as good as last year. They certainly have not. What were they last year? 6-3 after 9 games. They're not as good as last year right now.
Well, and I guess I don't have a problem with that. That's really obvious, but
right.
I think the Niners, the games that they lost to Arizona, and Gloria talked about it, they got something for them, and I was just going to remind her, well, you actually had something for them. You're about to go up 2 scores, Mason fumbled, but that's neither here nor there. Stani, I just felt like, again, yesterday's game was a microcosm of the season. You hold the team to 3 points. You have a special teams blunder that gets them back in the game. You do. Purdy was damn near perfect almost, you know, some missed throws, some bad balls, I'll say. But other than that, he was perfect. And yet you can't capitalize. And then the kicker misses the field goals. Like, Kyle, what's going on to where this team this year, Stani, can't put other teams away? That's my big question.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with McCaffrey, who's missed the whole year up until last game. Now they lost Ayuk. He's out for a couple games. Their rookie wide receiver, Pearsall, didn't play in the first 5 or 6 games, whatever it was. Now he's starting to get, it looks like, he's starting to get comfortable. And they've been fits and starts in the first half. And they're not as, like, they're not playing. I don't think, you know, I think Purdy's been really good. But outside of Purdy and Warner and Kittle, like, who's having a great year? They're 5-4, and I think they deserve to be 5-4. Theo in the East Bay. What's up, Theo? How you doing, man?
What's up, boys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to say, man, like, you know, I really don't know what to make of this team. I mean, we know what the special teams is. They obviously aren't good. But defense, I think they've been playing great ball. I know that caller a few callers back said that, you know, they were horrible. I disagree with that. I think they've been playing great. But the biggest question mark to me is on offense. I mean, we just had Christian McCaffrey come back. But they don't look the same. And if you weren't watching the game and you look at Purdy's numbers, you would say that he was cooking. But it just didn't feel like that. But, you know, hopefully they get it going here on offense, get healthy and stuff like that. But you asked how the fans are feeling, and I woke up this morning a little uneasy.
Okay.
You know, if we do make the playoffs, and I know it's kind of hard not to look ahead, but we'll have to travel to a Tampa Bay or a Philadelphia or Green Bay. And, you know, I don't feel confident at all. But, you know, hopefully this win starts up something. We go on a little run here and get back to 49er ball. Cheers, boys.
Thank you, Theo. Appreciate the call. And Theo doesn't know what to make of the Niners right now. I'm kind of with him. What do they do well? What don't they do well? They haven't been consistent. They've been all over the map, and it's landed on 5-4 right now.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Stani, about the defense. That's the one area, because you talked about it on the other end in regard to no McCaffrey, and there's a big domino effect, right? And I was just living in a world where he was everything in regard to why they couldn't or were deficient in the red zone. Stani, say what you want. And I know there was penalties by Malik Collins and Fred Warner on that last drive and Anderson that got him down there, but the defense kept him out the end zone. But that's the one area I feel like, you know what, no excuses, but if you wanted to make some or find some, we could say you don't have Hargrave. We could say Greenlaw hasn't made his way back, neither here nor there, but, man, I'm with the caller. Brock Purdy, Stani, on paper was excellent. He made that great throw you talked about to Kittle. But there were some missed throws, and I don't know why I'm hanging on to that. Maybe I just need to, you know, let go of it. But there were some third down throws that weren't even close, and that happens in a football game. But I'm looking at his numbers, and I need to just check myself because, again, Stani, he almost threw for 400 yards, man. 11
exactly. And he was, what, 25 for 36?
Yeah.
No interceptions.
Average
no turnovers.
9.8 yards. So he was, you know what I mean?
I mean, Purdy was dynamite. Yeah. Yesterday.
He had a fumble that Juwan Jennings helped him out recover. That was big too.
Yeah. That's hustle. No turnovers yesterday for Brock Purdy. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Frankie Eyelashes in the city. What's up, Frankie? How you doing?
What's happening? How's you guys doing? I love talking to you. Do one of you guys know a sports guy named Jim from, like, Santa Cruz?
Jim. Guru knows him.
Yeah, a guy named Jim. He's a real head case. I saw him at a concert. He got real angry at me when I told him the Niners weren't winning the Super Bowl this year and that the teams haven't been back since 1996 and 97 from the NFC to Green Bay Packers, so... I know my stats and stuff, but you know what? The Niners have a good team. Detroit's good, but they're all playing for second because nobody's beating the Kansas City Chiefs. They're championship caliber football.
Thanks, Frank. You appreciate the call. And of course,
Chiefs might get their luck might run out when there is no tomorrow, Stoney. I'll just say that about what they're doing.
And message to Jim, the head case in Santa Cruz. Frankie Eyelashes knows his stats. Who was he talking about?
It had to be Dallas. They hadn't been back since. I didn't get it.
I didn't get it either.
The Niners have been back to the Super Bowl three times, Donnie.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let's go to... Mo is in Detroit. What's going on, Mo? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. What's going on? How are you?
Hey.
Hey, man. Look, thanks for taking my call, man. The kicker thing reminds me of when Peyton Manning went off on Vanderjagt. You guys remember all that?
Yeah.
It was like a whole fiasco.
Liquored up kicker. Yeah.
Things happen like that. But look, man, I think there's a lot of overreactions. This team is unique in its way where we have a lot of rookies that are contributing, and they're just going to keep getting better and better as the season goes on. I think there's a lot to be optimistic about with McCaffrey coming back. I think people need to pump the brakes. They need to relax. We're going to be fine. We're going to do it. We've been in this place before. We got enough leaders where they're lifting these rookies that are contributing. I'm more excited about this team than last year because I see a future with some of these guys. There's not – like a lot of rental guys here for a year. There's people that are going to be around for a while that are going to be leaders of this team. And I think that we're going to make some noise. And when it comes down to January, you got to run the ball. And I don't think anybody's going to run it better than us with CMC. He's going to be pretty much healthy by then with not a lot of wear on his tire.
Appreciate the call, Mo. Appreciate the call. Can't be dynamite when the team as a whole doesn't look dynamite. I mean... 350 yards through the air, two touchdowns, no picks.
Well, nobody's called in about Brock, Donnie, and this is not the Sunday to do it. It was 10-0, too. They had the game in hand. The bottom line is the rat on the table. There's been the rat on the table for the Niners all season. What is going on? And I'm asking you, Stoney, what do you think is going on in the red zone? Now McCaffrey's back, and you still were 1-3 against an okay defense. And I'm being kind.
Okay, and I'd say it's one game with him back.
No, but for the whole season, you still got other weaponry. Why? You got Brock Purdy. You got George Kittle. Why is this team not able to score in the red zone all of a sudden?
I don't know. Why do you think?
I'm starting to look at Kyle because you're doing the old predictable first down run play. And you know, you're not fooling teams, but I don't think it's a talent issue at all. Even when McCaffrey wasn't here, that's how highly I think of the weaponry.
Yeah, I thought...
It's got to be. You're too predictable.
I mean, there was a play where I think it was a third down where they got a... it was third and goal, and he threw it between. It looked like Jennings, that wasn't a good throw.
That was one of the 11 misses, but that was one play. You're right, that was a bad throw, Stoney, but more so than not, it's like... When you have the reputation of one Kyle Shanahan, I guess it comes down to creativity. Because, Donnie, we're not – you pointed out that throw. It's not like we're seeing Kittle or Jennings or Ayuk before he went down or Pearsall drop passes in the end zone. It's like, I don't get it. Like, that's the one thing of this team that's got to improve if they're going to go on a run. Hell, even win the division.
You know what's funny is, again, I don't view, like, red zone issues.
Yeah.
Okay. They weren't good in the red zone yesterday. They won. Like,
they won yesterday.
That's right. And so they've been terrible in the red zone all year, and they're 5-4. So all they need to do is be good in the red zone, specific games that they really need to be good in the red zone.
Let me give you one. The Super Bowl.
Well, that's what I mean? I'm talking about moving forward.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, you know, well, then they had a Super Bowl. Then they had a red zone problem last year. So why would it?
Well, no.
Why would it be better?
They were great. They were beating teams last year. They didn't have the one antidote to where they couldn't put teams away. They're not putting teams away, Stoney, because they're not taking advantage of their opportunities, I believe, in the red zone.
Let's go to Jacob in Castro Valley. What's up, Jacob? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Trying to stay dry.
All right.
I have a couple points I want to touch on today, so stay with me. I have first the defense. We got a lot of rookies out there. Fred Warner's a dog. Bosa, I don't know what he was doing yesterday. He had one good play. He was missing tackles. Those dudes got to step up if the defense is going to do anything. I mean, you can't just rely on a bunch of rookies. But more importantly, you guys are talking about the red zone defense, why it looks so different. CMC is the red zone defense. I mean, that dude scored like 24 touchdowns in 18 games last year, and that's a huge missing piece. Kyle Taylor's the offense around him. So once he gets going, which he will, you know, it's one game, and he still looks good out there. You know, you'll have more touchdowns from him. It'll look like it did before. You know, we're still getting touchdowns. I love to see Pearsall get a touchdown. But I wanted to touch on Shanny. He's just going to run CMC into the ground. He needs to split carries with Mason. He needs to give Mason more looks, have him drive the ball down the field and put CMC in for the red zone. Because we have no problem driving the ball down the field, but the red zone is where we need CMC. So he needs to split carries with Mason a little more. And he also needs to care a little more about special teams. You know, Moody has been missing kicks his entire career that he's been there with the Niners. So this was just like a you know, he gets injured, he comes back, he misses more kicks. And when you're talking about Super Bowl, a team that's been in the Super Bowl last year and they're coming in, they need to win. Off of this bye week, they need to win. And Debo comes off of a big play, 33 yards, gets them into field goal range, and it's like, okay, you already missed two field goals, boom, misses a third. We know who Debo is. This is the Draymond of the Niners. He's going to be upset. He's going to get in your face and be like, bro, do your job. You got one job. Make the kick. You know, it is what it is. He's a captain. You need that. And then what happens? He comes in, he makes the kick. There, you know, don't put too much on it. I doubt there's a locker room issue. I'm sure Debo cooled off and you know, he probably approached Moody with respect and told him, look, dog, I was just passionate. We want to win. I'm sorry I got in your face, but look, we need to step it up. And, you know, that's what I got. There's a few problems with the team that need to be ironed out. But hopefully when Greenlaw comes back, the defense will look even stronger. You know, Warner and Greenlaw, they're the dynamic duo back there. So,
all right. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
And
I don't like getting on a guy for missing a foul shot. That's all. He's trying to make a foul.
Well, to his point, Donnie, if that – I didn't know that was Debo's role of the team, but Moody made the next kick. How about that?
Yes,
after
he did.
After Debo got in his face. Now, what if I – because we talked about all week long, Donnie, like, how's Kyle going to – don't forget about Garrido nor Mason. And, again, a lot of times Tampa Bay had 5-6-man fronts, Donnie. They were not letting the Niners run. But if I ask you how many carries, you probably already know Jordan Mason had yesterday.
He had one carry.
Wow, what about Garrido?
I don't think he carried.
Yeah, he had one. No yards. But I guess that gives me confidence if I'm a Niner fan moving forward that McCaffrey came back and the tank was full, Stoney. He was ready to go. That was a full workload is all.
Yeah, I mean, well,
that,
was
let
it?
That consume me all week.
I mean, he only had 13 carries.
Well, 20 touches combined, 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. Six catches, 13 totes.
Let's go to Phil Mo Mike. Hey,
Mike.
Phil Mo. How you doing, man?
Let's see how he feeling.
Hey, man. Well, we got it. Man, this is funny. Let me, what do you say? John Sally is thus. It's thus far, we're looking like
John
this.
John Sally.
John Sally. We're looking like this thus
far. This is how we're looking right now. Like, we have to understand football is a game of attrition. Debo should have stocked him. He got a 2-for-1. I love Debo for that. I'd rather Debo stocking somebody in the face for missing some field goals than Dak Prescott up there saying what he said under his breath. Bro, make the field goals, bro. For real, for real. Mm. Steiny, what did I tell you about Kuminga?
Tell me. Remind me.
Kuminga is a Corey Maggette that likes to pass a little bit more. That's Kuminga. For real. Steiny, think about that. But anyway, back to the Niners. I don't like where we're at, but I kind of do like where we're at because we've had teams that's been looking great through 8, 9, 10 games and ain't did nothing when it mattered. Maybe they're building up some grit. They sold some fight, and they won that game. That's improvement to me. The defense looking better. Sorensen, his first year, it reminded me of Robert Saleh's first year. He got to get it together, but he's coming along. Remember when Robert Saleh first came in, they was like, he's trash. Get him out of here. But then somebody, I think it was Cam Inman, was like, nah, I think we should, or Matt Barrows, I think we should keep him. He has a good ear. I think Sorensen is getting it. We're getting better. We're getting people back. Shanahan. Randall just went for a 95-yard touchdown. You don't use him one time? What's going on, bro? Come on, bro. Damn. Use J.P. Mason. Don't just run him into the ground.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
I was going to comment on Debo's outfit. You didn't see his fits, Donnie. He was dripping yesterday. What does that mean,
dripping? It was raining yesterday?
No. The drip was he was wet. The outfit, I didn't like it. But it got a lot of play on the social media. But hey, I won't second guess Kyle. Christian came back and I was all week, Donnie, while you're gone. And I mean, he carried the load, but I'll say this. The offense or the game offensively didn't play out any differently than when they didn't have McCaffrey. That's what worries me.
Where's the Kyle Shanahan on? Nobody asked. I thought I saw something with McCaffrey. Debo Scuffle, Jake Moody, Pearsall timeout. Brock. All right, let's just listen to Kyle Shanahan talking about. Bear with me. Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, huh? I'm not sure. I have to just go back and watch the tape and kind of see. I think, you know, I'm just happy I'm here, man. I mean, that was a long journey and a lot of long days. So it feels good to win, and it feels good to just play in a football game again.
All right, so that was Christian McCaffrey coming off a 13-carry day.
There were some long days. I felt that.
Yeah. 925 on the Comcast Business Text Line. Shanahan never runs multiple backs. It's always one workhorse. That from the 925. All right, I see Jeremy, Antonio, David, Moose, Bud. We'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was brought to you by Robert Half.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go.
See the green wave? Crack the top 25?
The green wave. Oh, Tulane.
Tulane. 7 in a row. We're 8-2.
You were at the game.
I was at the game.
That's sick. Was sold out? I couldn't tell. Talk to me.
I took a photo of the stadium an hour before the game, so it wasn't. No, but it was a sellout.
Okay, that's
30,000 at Yeoman Field.
All right, there you go.
52-6 over Temple. They stink. Temple Owls. No hooting in the bayou. Owls don't hoot in the bayou. Get it? Yeah. Temple Owls.
Got it. I got okay. it. Yeah.
Talk about a real football team, the San Francisco 49ers. They're 5-4. But Goo is, Goo, what? You said, I thought their offense would get back normal, no and right. it looked the same.
Right. Exactly. So, and that might be too soon, you know, too soon, Stoney. So, that's all. That looked like the games they had played previously without McCaffrey. You could meet me halfway, right?
I don't feel like it today.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right. Here's some good news. Antonio in Oakland.
Hey.
He'll put a nice bow on this one. What's up, A?
Hey, yeah, Brock Purdy played like the elite quarterback he is. You know, Christian McCaffrey was doing it good on catching and running. He's a Caucasian Marshall Faulk. You know, Ricky Pearson, I'm so happy that he, you know, had that big play, man. He really needed it after what he'd been through and all that. And, you know, George Kittle, that toe tap, whoo, no wonder why he's the best tight end in football. That was a great receiving tight end play. Oh, hey, Sonny. And then Juwan Jennings, it seemed like he, every time he's in there, he always makes, you know what I'm saying, great plays, man, whether it's drawing penalties. He drew, like, what, 3 penalties yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, all the catches. And he's kind of like the GP2 of the Niners, man. When GP2's in there, always gets deflections, always gets hit passes, dunks, blocks, 7'4", Victor Wembanyama. But anyway, man, Juwan Jennings, that's a dog right there, man. But anyway, we got the mother bleeping victory, and I'm happy. We're going to beat Seattle, and don't worry, y'all. We're going to be back to Niner football. I don't care what nobody say. I'm always going to have faith in this team, man, as long as they got that core right there. So, hey, man, go Niners all the way.
Thanks, Antonio. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, there's no doubt Jennings – Kittle's having a great year, Stoney, but he didn't have anything to prove to me. But Jennings is obviously, his rapport with Brock Purdy is second to none right now.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Bud in Oakland. Again, try to figure out where 49er fans are at today after a 23-20 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're 5-4. How we feeling, Bud?
Man, what's good? Hey, the last caller, he said Kittle was the best. I mean, he might want to just pump his brakes. I know Kittle is very good, but I don't think he's the best tight end. Maybe a couple years ago he might have been the best, but he slowed down a bit. And I know injuries in the game always happens. But listen, I just have a question for Niner fans. And my question is if the Niners do not make the playoffs, how are the Niner fans going to feel about the team? How are they going to view the team? I mean, we've already heard people calling and clamoring, saying, you know, next year let Ayuk walk, and they're mad about the Debo thing, and, you know, some people saying let him walk as well. But, you know, how are Niner fans going to look at this team if they don't make the playoffs? Are you guys clamoring for them to move off of guys? You know, are you guys looking at this as a lost season or disappointment? You know, how are Niner fans feeling if they don't make the playoffs? Thanks for taking the call.
I think it'd be disappointing after the last 5 years to not make the playoffs. They went into this season thinking they were the best team in the division, and they've not played great early in the year, and they're 5-4 right now. So, I think it would be disappointing.
And the question is, why did you not make it, right? I know we got 8 games left, but I'm with you, Stoney. Like, I've talked about it, and we've talked about it with the Warriors and just runs and dynasties. And I know the Niners haven't won a Super Bowl, but damn it, they've 4 straight NFC championship games, 2 Super Bowls. There is a collateral damage with that run. So if they don't make the Super Bowl or the playoffs, not the Super Bowl, Stoney, is that just because of all the wear and tear of what they've been through the last 5 years? I would say no, that's not good enough.
I would say that if, like, they don't make the playoffs, it'll be because their last 8 games resembled their first 9 games, and if they don't make the playoffs, it'll be because their special teams weren't very good. It'll be because their offense in the red zone wasn't as good as it was in the past. It'll be because McCaffrey missed half the year. It'll be because Greenlaw missed half. I said that was the first thing I said.
My bad.
Special teams. And the other thing, maybe there's some attrition going on from the years past, taking their toll or adding up on this team.
Well, maybe you have 4 losses because of that attrition to where McCaffrey wasn't available.
Well, I mean, to me, it's a lot of different things. If you're going to say the red zone stinks, Well, that's a reason you're losing. If you're going to say special teams stinks, well, that's a reason you're losing. If you want to say injuries, well, that's another reason you're getting beat. So, like, if the 49ers don't make the playoffs, it'll probably be because the whole year will end up going like the first nine games. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Jeremy in Alameda. What's up, Jeremy? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, y'all. Just chilling on this Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there. Appreciate y'all. I'm not going to come down on Moody too much for yesterday, and the reason why is because I think it falls on Kyle Shanahan and the offense, especially after he missed the first kick, to just get him a little bit closer. And I'll give you a great example. The second to last play of the game, Juwan Jennings catches that 3 yards out. And we all expected him, 99% of people watching the game expected him to run out of bounds and stop the clock. But he made a move and picked up 15 yards on that play, which got Moody closer to make the game-winning kick. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, you know? And that may solve our red zone problem, so maybe we don't have to kick field goals in the future. My second point is that I think we as fans are going to have to get more comfortable going forward, wherever we go this season, whether it's playoffs or whatever. We as fans need to get more comfortable with the idea of winning ugly. The players don't care about it. They go out there, they put their bodies on the line, and whatever happens, happens. If they come out with a win and it doesn't look pretty, then they're okay with that. But we as fans need to get more comfortable, and that's all I got. I'm out.
Appreciate the call.
Stani, you know, I missed you, man. I'm not, you know, because you're back giving out passes, but I look at Moody's day and sum it up as, and he didn't even go to it, you've been hurt. You are gone. You are out since that Minnesota game or whenever you got hurt. And you come back, and that's one of your worst games, but yet the one you make or the second one you make on the day is the one for the game. Like, that to me, I feel like I have an answer as to, you know, why he missed. But this offense in the red zone, I don't have the answer, and that's my biggest concern.
Let's go to Moose in San Jose. What's up, Moose? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Yeah.
Doing well, just coming off a good weekend of sports. I wanted to make a quick comment on the Warriors real quick. Don't sleep on a team that gets shellacked like they did on Friday against the Cavs and then come out a little slow against OKC but still are able to put up 30 and then get the gritty win at the end. I thought that was impressive to come out and win that game after getting handed it to them on Friday night. But want to go back on the Niners. Sorry. I'm a little surprised at you, Steiny. This is a little soft coming from both of you. So now we can't call out our kicker. We can't call out teammates for underperforming in a game, which, number one, what the hell are we doing kicking six field goals in a game? On that 4th-and-3, we should have went for it before the half. He should never had an opportunity to kick that ball. Number one, we need to get in the red zone and score. But you mean to tell me that Debo can't go up to his teammate and say, get your head in the game?
Yeah, but keep your hands to yourself, man. He almost choked him. Keep your damn hands to yourself. And then get the ball in the end zone. How about not kick a field goal? Go up to Brock Purdy and put your hands on him, Debo. Don't call us with that mess. Like people are being soft. That was weak from Debo, and you know it. You're going to pick on the kicker. Hey, go up to Brock and ask him, or go up to Kyle, why can't we score? You're going to pick on the kicker and then call us talking about we're being soft. That take is soft.
Guru.
I'm not here for that, man. He put his hands on his teammate. Don't say he went up there and had a conversation. He almost choked him.
Everybody just go on the sideline and stay
keep
quiet.
Your hands to yourself,
right?
Bro. Keep your
team.
Hands to you. I get that. But don't try to act like yesterday that was cool, man. He put his hands on him. Embarrassed him.
I'm not saying it was cool. I'm saying emotion out of these guys, getting something out of their teammates. It's completely
so. Draymond Green was okay hitting Jordan Poole, right? So you're one of those. It was okay, right?
I mean, no, it's not. No, violence is not the answer. I'm talking the emotions that come out of it's a violent sport. You got to be able to have these emotions. You can't just go on the side. Oh, hey, nice try, buddy. You did a good job.
I get that, man. That was too far. That was too. You're right. Okay, meet me halfway. That was too far. He put his hands on him.
I will agree. In a perfect situation, that occurs in the locker room, not on the TV for everybody to see. But I like the emotions out of my team.
All right.
I appreciate the call.
Do you have any problem with it, Sonny? I mean,
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
I didn't like it just because, to me, a field goal is the same as a free throw. And guys aren't trying to miss free throws. Sometimes a guy can't make a free throw. And I just don't want to – don't go up to him right after he misses a free throw.
Well, go up to Brock Purdy when he misses a pass. Or somebody come up to your ass when you drop a catch.
They're fighting!
Yeah, like that. I hadn't seen that. Under the Kyle Shanahan regime, Stoney, dude's doing that. Everything he was saying, I feel, man. I love the emotion. Come on, don't fight down. Don't pick on the kicker, man. And then put his hand. He went up under the neck, Stoney.
Well,
that's just me. I'm not going to back off. That's just, I thought that was.
I mean, he made most of the contact with Pepper,
and, right?
But yeah. He hit a Moody too, like under the chin. It looked like. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, I mean, right after he misses a kick is just not the time. Give it a minute. That's where I'm coming from on that one. Let's go to David in Denver. What's up, David? How you doing?
Good, man. What's cracking, fellas? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Hey, yeah. Debo, he went too far. He's an emotional dude. Let it get the best of him. They're going to work through it. I'm not really tripping off that, but a couple points I do got to make. And you said,
whether you're flying for business or pleasure this holiday season, choose SFO with the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area, easy parking, and local ease. Now offering nonstop flights to Monterey, Mexico on United Airlines. Choose SFO, where your best journeys begin. Details at flysfo.com.
The NBA is finally back. Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. It's super simple to get started. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app. Then select two or more players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like points, rebounds, three-pointers, and more. And for all first-time Pick 6 players, check this out. New customers play $5 and get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use promo code THEGAME. That's promo code THEGAME for new customers to play $5 and get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 18 and over. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 30 days. Limited time offer. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Come into Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill and transform your kitchen with the Electrolux Buy More, Save More promotion. Electrolux has everything you need with ultra-functional modern appliances, from workhorse stoves and ranges to sleek refrigerators. Choose from stylish built-in or standalone appliance bundles. Now through December 31st, save up to $1,200 with a qualifying purchase. Find your new Electrolux appliances in stock and ready for white glove delivery service at the breathtaking Friedman's Appliance Showroom in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. Actor portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How did you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Go to unlock.com/radio to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Go to unlock.com/radio right now to see if you qualify to unlock the value in your home. That's unlock.com/radio. Go to unlock.com/radio.
In the dynamic world of programmatic ad buying, Viant is your ultimate CTV partner. Target with precision. Buy with confidence. Viant empowers you with AI-driven technology that reaches your audience where they engage most, ensuring your message hits home. And the campaign results? Transparent, thanks to Viant's advanced measurement suite. For media buyers who demand the best, Viant delivers. Viant. Elevate your CTV campaign performance.
This is Larry Flynn, owner of The Floor Store. You know that thing that snuck up on you last year called the holidays? Well, they're coming again.
But it's okay because our pre-holiday sales are already here from now till November 18th. Everything in the store is 30% off. Not some things, not a few things, 30% off everything. And installation before the holidays is guaranteed on any in-stock product. They're coming, but this time you'll be ready. Go to floorstores.com to find the nearest of our 9 showrooms from Santa Rosa to San Jose. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Yeah, there are so many football games streaming this season. Can Xfinity Internet handle it?
Oh, we know the game is only live once, so we built a network with all-pro speeds and low lag so you don't miss a snap.
So I can yell, "He's open!" when he's actually open?
Yeah, but the quarterback still can't hear you.
Switch to Xfinity Internet and TV and enjoy instant access to your favorite live sports with the Xfinity Stream app. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. Streaming content limited to the U.S. Programming subject to change.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
What's up, sandwich heads? Today on Steve-O Sandwich Reviews, we've got the tips and tricks to the best sandwich order. And it all starts with this little guy right here. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Partial to pastrami, craving a Cubano. Yeah, sounds delicious, but boom! Add the crisp, refreshing taste of Pepsi Zero Sugar and cue the fireworks. Lunch, dinner, or late night, it'll be a sandwich worth celebrating. Trust me, your boy has eaten a lot of sandwiches in his day, and the one thing I can say with absolute fact, every bite is better with Pepsi.
In San Anselmo, sunny skies today, highs near 69.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples store has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
Together, here's Purdy, looking to rip it. Oh, good catch, it goes Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall trying to beat his man in the end zone, and he is in! Touchdown, San Francisco!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It was Kevin Burkhardt, Fox Sports. Ricky Pearsall getting his first touchdown. Put the 49ers up 7-0.
Man.
They don't need Ayuk.
He's a factor, Pearsall. Why did they draft him? I like him, Steiny.
That's why they drafted him, because he's pretty good. Pretty good. 888-957-9570 is the number. By the way, big day tomorrow here at the station. Make sure to listen all day because we're going to give you an opportunity to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. The hours to lock in tomorrow, 8 a.m. for the morning roast, 12 for Steiny and Goo, and 4 o'clock with Willard and Dibs tomorrow. That's Tuesday. We're celebrating the return of Klay Thompson, and you can win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey right here on 95.7 The Game. Also, you're going to want to get to that arena early tomorrow and get your Klay Thompson hat.
We're doing the show from there, so I have no problem.
I'm
going to
hold one of these hats up.
How about you put it on?
No. How about no? There's a Klay Thompson hat, and you know, everybody's going to be in a hat tomorrow when he comes back.
And, yeah.
And I think that we're going to try to organize a salute to the Captain Klay.
They interviewed Curry after last night's win in OKC. And he I believe it was Fetz is asking him, Curry, about tomorrow. And he was like, I need to get my mentals right. Like, it's going to be emotional.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, Chase Center, tomorrow. Here's Fred Warner talking about this win yesterday for the Niners, 23-20. Does it feel like 49er fans are viewing it like this kind of game?
Yeah, no, I mean, this was a character game all the way through. And we knew that they were going to fight. They were going to battle. You know, we watched that game on Monday night, them going into Kansas City after everybody said they didn't have a shot on offense at losing their top two receivers. And they have a heck of an offense. They have a heck of a scheme, players to run the scheme. And the same was true today. You know, I think the first half we stood up and played great defense. In the second half, we came up short in some of those areas. But to, like I said, to hold them at the very end to a field goal to give our offense a chance to go down and win the game, was about as grimy as it's going to get.
Yeah, that they did.
Why do people think that it wasn't a big win if Fred Warner, the leader of your team, saying it was a great character win? Sometimes I think that those wins like yesterday are probably bigger for the team than the fans, because the team knows that that game could have slipped away. They did what they had to do. They ended up winning the game, and it feels like that win inside the locker room meant a lot more than it did to 49er fans.
Well, it should, but I'll tell you what, if we're talking about a 4-5 teams, Donnie, just imagine what the fodder would be today. But the bottom line is they kept their season alive, and I believe Fred and company and the players out there in 90-degree heat knew exactly what was going on and what was at stake. But, I mean, just think about it right now, man. This team, to me, is not living up to what I thought it was going to be coming into this season. And I'm searching for answers. We mentioned Pearsall and the blessing he is, and now he's being productive on the field. Again, I'm going back to the red zone. You now have somebody to, you know, be in there for Ayuk, and nothing changed to me yesterday in the red zone. And you got me thinking, Stoney, okay, as early as one game, they got Seattle coming up. So maybe that will take care of itself, and it will improve moving forward. And if it does, then the Niners are the Niners, and I would give them a chance against any team.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Bill in Santa Clara. What's up, Bill? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. I'm going to take a point of view that I don't think anybody's talked about, and it has nothing to do with the Tampa Bay game.
Okay.
Personally, I think that this year's draft picks are going to go down in history as one of the finest that they've ever had, because I don't think there's a team in the NFL that has this many rookies that are starting and contributing at this level. Now I'm going to go another direction. I believe that the Niners management believes they don't have the horses to win the Super Bowl this year. So what they're doing is that they're not only evaluating these young guys and figuring out who they're going to lose, they're trying to figure out how much money they can save so they can go out and bid for the best left guard who's going to be leaving, and somebody to replace Charvarius Ward, and the right tackle as well. Now, I think that management knows that where they sit with their salary cap, they have the money to sign Purdy. But I think they also know, looking at the schedule, Greenlaw being injured is not going to come back 100%. Having to lose Hargrave, having less Armistead, Charvarius Ward is injured. I think that it's baked into the cake that they've already evaluated what they need for next year. They'll go as far as they can this year, but I'm telling you, the Rams are going to be tough because they got Joe Noteboom and other people back. Puka's going to come back. The Cardinals are playing top level, and you still got to go to Green Bay and to Buffalo and play those two teams. Now, if you get to the championship game, the Super Bowl might be one of the greatest years of coaching that Shanahan's ever had. But I think they're aware that they're going to fall short, because these rookies, as great as they are, when they get up against the veterans in championship games, that's a level that they've never played at, and something they never experienced, and I think they'll be taken advantage of.
Hey, I had a quick,
I think we should be proud of the job they're doing.
No.
And I think that the Niners are going to be very good for a long time. A lot of these guys that traded their draft picks are sacrificing to get there now. I think the Niners are going, we're going to be there much longer, and I really trust the people at the top and the decision they're making, and people should be very proud of what they're doing and where they're going to be 2, 3, or 4 years from now.
Hey, a lot of great points. I just want to double back and ask you, why do you think management knows? Because they didn't make a deal at the deadline? Because other than that, they don't make tackles or catch or drop balls. Like, what makes you feel like they understand that they don't have enough?
Well, I believe that one of the reasons they didn't go out and get people, because there was nobody that was going to be available on the trade market at a level that will push them over the top.
Mm.
And they have been so good at drafting at the later. I think the Niners are the best team in the NFL at drafting at the later rounds, because 50% of all first-round draft picks are gone within the first 4 years. And so I believe that what they're doing is that they're looking down the line and saying, Let's see what we can do with what we got. Run these young guys out there. And if they continue to pan out the way they are, stop and think if you have another draft with seven guys to start. Tooney, Green, Geraldo, Mustafa. We're talking, I believe we're talking about a future where the Niners are going to be at the very top of their game, long beyond where these other teams are having to pay guys and then turn other people loose. Because the young guys make less, you'll be able to go after all pros, defense and offense, when the time comes.
Thanks.
I'll take the rest off the year.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, there's always the, when you say, you know, I think the 49ers management knows that it's going to be tough to win the Super Bowl this year. Doesn't mean they're not trying.
Yeah.
Just means that maybe they do have a vision for this team long term.
And maybe there wasn't help worthy enough to put them over the top, and that's why they didn't pull the trigger. Real quick, Stoney, something that bothered me about yesterday's game. It was after a bye. That, like, Tampa Bay played Monday night, and they did well for themselves, lost to Kansas City. And, you know, Kyle's what, 43-18 after the bye? And that's what you do? That's what was concerning to me. And you got your guy back, and you still kind of looked like what you looked like the first eight games.
I mean,
that's all.
I thought the caller had a lot of great points. And for those of you, like, okay, so the 49ers last year went to the Super Bowl and they got beat in the Super Bowl. All right, so then what happened since they lost the Super Bowl? Well, McCaffrey's missed the entire season. You had Ayuk holding out. He got off to a terrible start. He had one good game in six, and now he's out. Dre Greenlaw hasn't played all year. Hargrave got hurt. Jordan Mason got hurt. Juwan Jennings missed a few games. Pearsall missed the first five games because he got shot. Debo missed a couple games. But this is the part. They've been using Pearsall, Pooney, Green, Mustafa, Garendo, and Cowing. Those are six rookie players who are keeping this thing alive. Honestly, I have no problem, and I completely understand why they're 5-4. They have not played well this year. They have not put a full team together. They've had to rely on young guys more than they ever have in the past. And if you want to say that Christian McCaffrey's the best back in football, then you have to say we didn't have the best back in football for the first nine games, or eight games rather. And you're 4-4, now you're 5-4. To me, it makes a lot of sense. You're not the team that lost to the Chiefs last year in the Super Bowl.
Mm. Well, what team wouldn't want an influx of rookies they drafted, keeping it afloat? But the bottom line is, in money time, you got to score when you got a lot of talent like the Niners do, and you got a coach with the reputation who's offensive coordinator. I don't think it's too far-fetched to want more production from the Niners as a whole in the red zone. That's what's making – that's why they're 5-4. That's, to me, that's why they're 5. They are leaving teams in the game.
What about special teams?
Well, that too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and what about the injuries?
That too.
Yeah, so it's a combination of a ton of different things, I think. And, I mean, I think there's a way to look at this team where you could be like, we've been terrible for, like, this team hasn't even resembled itself for nine games, and our young guys are keeping us in it.
But what's itself? What is this team? See, an hour ago I said, okay, this is the team last year.
They're 5-4. They're not, last year, they lost three games in a row. They were, 5-0, then they went 5-3, then they ran the table.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.